In the Gospel of Luke, it is Mary who is visited by the angel. In the Gospel of Matthew, Joseph is the one who meets an angel in a dream and finds himself emboldened by faith and drawn into the unexpected. Our story today tells us that Mary was pregnant and that she had told Joseph this had happened by the power of the Holy Spirit. Would you have believed her? Joseph, a man of faith, an honest man, felt compelled to break off their engagement. Even though he meant to do this with some compassion, he would know that this would be a terrible thing for Mary. He took a bit of time to make his decision, perhaps asking questions of what he should do, what the law wanted him to do, and what his heart would tell him to do. Going to sleep with these questions on his heart opened a space in his dreaming for the angel of God to speak to him and say, "Don't be afraid. Do something different. Be something different for God." So he did. Joseph defied the conventions that would say he should abandon Mary and possibly demand retribution for the humiliation of her perceived behavior of infidelity that would have brought on him. Joseph heard God's call and instead stood by Mary, supported her, and committed to life with her, even with the probable condemnation of their community. In today's story, we see that God's work often upsets comfortable social expectations and conventions. We have this beautiful image in our head of that first Christmas, the pretty manger, the smiling mother, the stoic father, the sleeping baby. But the truth is probably a lot messier, and because it included people, had a few decisions and problems we don't hear about. That first Christmas was not produced by a flawless lead-up and elaborate preparations dictated by convention, and certainly most people would not expect God's gift to come through a young girl. This coming of God with us was both a wonder and a scandal. Christmas didn't happen through perfection. It still doesn't. Yet, even when the family can't get together, or the turkey burns, or worse yet, isn't cooked properly, or the Yorkshire puddings drop, or you're all alone and the heat isn't on, Christmas still comes. Moments of peace are attainable by making do, eating yesterday's leftovers, snuggling under another blanket, being invited into the unexpected. There are many ways that Joseph found himself adapting to the unexpected. He didn't listen to the neighbors or traditions and stood by his woman with courage. He didn't make any big fuss, just went about his business and handled things quietly. We have no stories of him fighting or shouting, just doing what he knew was right. The angel also chose the name for the baby, typically a father's prerogative. Joseph, in faith, accepted the unexpected name for the child, and by naming the baby, Joseph acknowledged him as his son, in effect adopting Jesus and incorporating Jesus legally into Joseph's genealogical line. This then connected to the scriptures that said that Jesus is genealogically of the line of David. The story of Joseph shows us a profound faith and trust that God will lead us into the unexpected and that it is okay to follow. Joseph and Mary had no idea how this God story would unfold. They didn't yet know about the journeying to Bethlehem or their flight to Egypt, or the growing boy who would astound them with his faith, or his determination to call the world to caring and sharing and truth, or his death brought on by determination to be God's voice in the world. They didn't know any of this. All they knew was that something wonderful had been promised and that they had been called to follow. So many times God opens a door for us or gives us a vision, beckoning us to trust and to follow. This afternoon, Oyen United Church is walking through such a door. We are offering a Christmas meal for people who are feeling alone or lonely or overwhelmed in this Christmas season. We've had a little bit of time to pack and cook for the journey, but we really have no idea where this will take us. The lead-up hasn't been flawless or perfect, and we don't know how many will accept the invitation, and we don't know if what we offer will work. We're breaking some conventions by not charging for the food, by offering gifts to strangers. There will be some who will say that we are wasting our time. But in faith, we are going to walk this path because we are feeling called to do this for God's people. Joseph's quiet, deliberate story of following in faith teaches us that sometimes God sets us on a path that we can't see. Joseph teaches us that we don't have to be loud in our response to God, but that we need to respond. God knocks on our hearts and says, "Let's do this together," and then waits for us to ask questions and to say yes. God comes to us in unexpected ways and places to invite us into a story of hope and love that is messy. God asks us to be unafraid of the new in life, to listen with our heart and to do the right thing, to be the people who look after others and help create opportunities for love to creep into life. What is God inviting us to do next?